In the name of the altogether lovely one who is Jesus Christ, I greet you this morning to the house of the Lord, to this service of a sacrament of the Lord's Supper. And I pray that today the Lord will bless us with a great measure. I have just a few announcements. We don't usually do announcements on Sacrament Sunday, but I have a few that are worthy of mentioning to you this morning. I attended yesterday a lovely wedding of Landon and Avery Hampton, and just wanted to share what a lovely experience that was to witness. And it's a joy to see these young men and women grow up and then to make those vows. And how happy the parents and grandparents were to be able to witness that. It's just a time of great joy. I also have in my pocket, if you'll see me afterwards, a little card which has on the front a scripture verse for the month of May, and on the back a scripture verse for the month of June. And I'd like to share those with you. We have been attempting to memorize together these verses as a congregation. I haven't been doing very good at that, although I'm trying. It's hard with these old memories to commit new scriptures, and I shouldn't say it that way, but it's a challenge, and that challenge is to all of us. Also want to share with you, over the last couple of years, as we have served the sacrament, and specifically the wine, we've asked you to keep those cups and not place them back in the trays. And I think we're at a point now where we're comfortable that that it's okay to do that. So as you partake of the wine, if you want to place your cup back in that tray, that's acceptable. The priesthood are aware of that. If you don't feel comfortable with that and like to hold on to that, that's certainly okay. But just wanted to share that with you this morning. Our scripture reading and call to worship today comes out of the third book of Nephi, the 12th chapter, beginning at the 6th verse. And I was particularly taken by this scripture. I've been reading the third book of Nephi, and this is when Christ, of course, had appeared unto the Nephite people and instructed them. And this is the account. "And now I, Mormon, making an end of my sayings, and proceed to write the things which have been commanded me. Therefore I would that ye should behold that the Lord truly did teach the people for the space of 3 days. And after that he did show forth himself unto them oft, and did break bread oft, and blessed it, and gave it unto them. And it came to pass that he did minister unto the children of the multitude, of whom had been spoken. And he did loose their tongues, and they did speak unto their fathers great and marvelous things." These are the children now. "Even greater than had been revealed unto the people. And he loosed their tongues that they could utter. And it came to pass that after he had ascended unto the Father the second time, that he showed himself unto them, and had gone unto the Father, and having healed all their sick and their lame, and opened the eyes of the blind, and unstopped the ears of the deaf, and even had done all manner of cures among them, and raised a man from the dead, and had shown forth his power unto them, and had ascended unto the Father. Behold, it came to pass, and on the morrow, that the multitude gathered themselves together. They both saw and heard these children, yea, even babes, did open their mouths, and utter marvelous things. And the things which they did utter were forbidden that they should any man write them. And it came to pass that the disciples whom Jesus had chosen began from that time forth to baptize and to teach as many as did come unto them, and as many as were baptized in the name of Jesus were filled with the Holy Ghost. And many of them saw and heard unspeakable things which are not lawful to be written, and they taught and did minister one to another, that they had all things common among them, every man dealing justly one with another. And it came to pass they did do all things, even as Jesus had commanded them. And they were baptized in the name of Jesus and were called the Church of Christ. Together we come today, saints, as the body of Christ, those that have made covenant with the Lord in the waters of baptism, to reach forth our hands and partake of these emblems, the bread and the wine, the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. And soon his priesthood will mingle among you, those that have been selected and called into service, and they stand in the stead of Christ to do this. And in the prior chapter, in chapter 11, it says that in verse 23, and this was Jesus quoting to the Nephites the book of Malachi, "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, that ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall." Surely this day the Lord stands before you with healing in his wings. And I trust that you have made the preparation that is needful today in order to stretch forth your hand and partake. That is the desire that the Lord has for you, to the body of Christ, to reach forth and remember him and partake of his broken body and his spilt blood. May he bless us this day as we come together in worship. Let's join together now in singing our opening hymn, number 142. Thank you.
Our Father and our God, in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, we approach your throne of grace and mercy that provides truth and light. And we give you thanks, O Lord, that you've provided this place that we might draw apart from the world. As the body of the church, we gather expectant, Lord, that you might meet us here. And we ask that your Spirit might come and flood our hearts, that our hearts might be softened and our minds might be enlightened to know those things that you would want us to know, those changes in which are needful in our life. But mostly, Lord, the hope that is in your Son, Jesus Christ, let us always be mindful of the sacrifice that was made for each one. And we come today to remember that sacrifice, to remember our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, the love that he has shared with each of us. He has broken the bands of death that we may no longer fear this world, that we might draw strength from that sacrifice. Be with Brother Justin as he would break forth the word of life. Open the courts of glory that he might receive from above and that we might hear it here below of your goodness and your mercy and your love. Bless each one present, Lord, and bless those that were unable to join us. May that which is done here be recorded in heaven in service to thee and recorded in our hearts of the sacrifice for each one. And I pray in this blessing over this time. In the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Seem to have lost my place. Oh, here it is. For an offertory scripture, I would like to read from the Doctrine and Covenants, section 110, 24a, b, and part of c. Behold, the great day of the Lord is at hand, and who can abide the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Let us therefore, as a church and a people, and as Latter-day Saints, offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. I've been extremely familiar with Handel's Messiah for many, many years, and this part of the scripture is a quotation from Malachi, and there's a piece in the Messiah that he chooses. He takes that, calls about the sons of Levi. And it's a while before I realized of the 12 tribes of Israel, Levi was a tribe of priesthood. So when it says to purify the sons of Levi, it's saying to purify the priesthood. Will you bow with me in prayer? Dear kind and loving Heavenly Father, we thank thee for all the wondrous and wonderful things thou hast so richly bestowed upon us. Help us realize now that what we owe unto thee is a great deal more than we're able to pay this day. Please guide and direct us and help us be generous. This we ask in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
It is in humility that I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. And it's an honor and a privilege to stand before you. Several scriptures for your reading. Chapter 17 from the book of John, verses 1 through 3. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And from Doctrine and Covenants, section 43. Verse 1, listen to the voice of the Lord your God, even Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, whose course is one eternal round, the same today as yesterday and forever. I am Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was crucified for the sins of the world, even as many as will believe on my name, that they may become the sons of God, even one in me, as I am in the Father, as the Father is one in me, that we may become one. And so today we gather, and this service is a service of remembrance. And so I would ask you to remember that which the Lord has done in your life, and how we recount each month before we come before this table, we think upon his birth, we think upon his life, his sacrifice, and the cruel, cruel death which he suffered. And he suffered that death for each one of you. And that is why you are here. Each one of you recognize that. And it's interesting. Prayers are offered up for the man who brings the message. And that's great. And it'll be appreciated more than you know. But in this service, as much of an honor as it is to stand here and to bring, as it were, the message, I feel that I have a small part. For you have men who will offer prayers, inviting the Lord's Spirit, ushering us into his presence, that we might worship him, cleansing us of our sins. A man that offers remarks and a prayer over the monies that are collected for the behalf of his church here in this temporal realm. And the brother who will offer the closing blessing and ask the Lord to bless you, the people, as you go forward. And then, of course, the men who sit behind us, behind me, who will pass among you and offer the trays to you. These are important things that take place. But I would ask especially an interest in your prayers for our presiding elder. You see, he has been set apart, and he stands in the stead of Christ. And as he stands before you, you will see him break the bread and offer the prayer of blessing over it. He will offer that prayer of blessing over the wine and asking the Lord to sanctify these emblems for you. You see, that's important. That is an important responsibility. And each one of these men up here take that very seriously. And in the word communion, by definition, it talks about an intimate, intense knowing of someone by close association. And you know, the Lord told his disciples, "It is with desire that I have desired to have this meal with you." And it is his desire that you are here. You see, he has moved in each one of your lives that you might be here, that you might be able to partake of these emblems. What can one man stand and say in a few minutes to draw your attention, to call you into remembrance, to draw your mind to a single focus? And I believe that could possibly very well be when this cloth is lifted off the emblems. When each one of us observes in one heart and one mind, our mind focuses on our Savior and what he's done for us, and at the desire which he has for you, each one, to be here, and the desire for each one of you to give your lives and to keep his commandments, that he might dwell with you and that you might sit with him in his kingdom at last. From Mosiah 3, "And now because of the covenant which ye have made, ye shall be called the children of Christ, his sons and his daughters. For behold, this day he hath spiritually begotten you, for ye say that your hearts are changed through faith on his name. Therefore ye are born of him and have become his sons and daughters. And under this head ye are made free. And there is no other head whereby ye can be made free. There is no other name given whereby salvation cometh. Therefore, I would that ye should take upon you the name of Christ, all you that have entered into the covenant with God, that ye should be obedient unto the end of your lives." May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his record.
Saints, behold the table that has been set before you. That linen has been removed. And on the table is the emblems that represent the body and the blood of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. And as we as a body prepare to partake of these emblems, in preparation for that, I would ask if you would join me and let us kneel as the prayer is offered over the bread. O God, the eternal Father, we ask thee in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this bread to the souls of all those who partake of it, that they may eat in remembrance of the body of thy Son, and witness unto thee, O God, the eternal Father, that they are willing to take upon them the name of thy Son, and always remember him, and keep his commandments which he has given them, that they may always have his Spirit to be with them. Amen. Has anyone missed their portion of the bread that desired to partake? Then, saints, once again, would you join me as we kneel and the prayer is offered over the wine? To the souls of all those who drink of it, that they may do it in remembrance of the blood of thy Son, which was shed for them, that they may witness unto thee, O God, the eternal Father, that they do always remember him, that they may have his Spirit to be with them. Amen. Have all who desired to partake received their portion of the wine? After Jesus had commanded his disciples to partake, and they then had given to the multitude, Jesus spoke these words, "And I give unto you a commandment, that ye shall do these things. And if ye will all always do these things, blessed are ye, for ye are built upon my rock. And whoso among you shall do more or less than these are not built upon my rock, but are built upon a sandy foundation. And when the rain descends, and the floods come, and the winds blow, and beat upon them, they shall fall, and the gates of hell are ready open to receive them. Therefore, blessed are ye if ye shall keep my commandments, which the Father hath commanded me that I should give unto you. And verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye be tempted of the devil, and ye are led captive, away captive by him. And as I have prayed among you, even so shall ye pray in my church among my people who do repent and are baptized in my name. Behold, I am the light. I have set an example for you." Can you just picture yourself in that setting? And this is Jesus Christ himself speaking to his priesthood that he selected and the body of Christ who've been baptized and have just partaken of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. And he taught them and he gave them these commandments. Every time I read this scripture about being built upon a rock and not upon a sandy foundation when the winds and the rain come, I can't help but think of Sister Marty Brown standing up here with her little 2 and 3 year old class, and they did that action where they built that their house upon the rock. Why does that stand out in my mind from years ago? What a blessing it is to teach our children the simple and foundational message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And oh, how we as adults should remember those simple lessons that we were taught by our mothers and our Sunday school teachers and all those that influenced our lives. There's not anything complicated about the gospel. It's simple that a child can understand, and certainly an adult can understand it and embrace it. This Lord Jesus Christ, who spoke to those Nephites so long ago, speaks to us today and calls us to come unto him and to be his children. What a great joy and a blessing it is to serve him. And as I look at all the gifts and talents that we have in the church, and how each of you are beginning, if you haven't already, recognize the talent that the Lord's given you in your life, and as you move out in service for him, what a joy it is to see this. Saints, would you bow with me for a word of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, it is with great joy that I come before you this morning. I desire to lift my voice in praise and thanksgiving to thy holy name and recognize, Father, that before us and before you are the saints of the living God, assembled here in this place on this Sabbath day to worship. And I pray for them, Lord, and ask a blessing in their behalf. Help them to endure the days which are ahead. Help them to remember the teaching of their youth, that they indeed might be built upon that rock and that foundation that is firm and sure. Bless them, Lord, as they endeavor to separate themselves from the bondage that we know to be Babylon. Help them, Father, to have the strength to set these things aside that entice the body and the mind of the physical man, and that they might focus on the things of celestial glory and upon the kingdom. Help them, Lord, that as they endeavor to serve you, that you might reveal unto them the talents that you've blessed them with. And with the presence of your Holy Spirit, would you guide them in all truth and understanding. Thank you, Lord, for these good people that I'm privileged to be yoked up with. Bless them and help us all in these last days. May we be granted the privilege to look upon your face when you shall come in your glory to your kingdom. May the saints await you there with great expectation. And Father, thank you for this opportunity to remember this day, that which our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did for us. It is in his name that we have come together today to worship, and it is in his name that I do offer this prayer and offer my gratitude unto you in behalf of that only begotten Son that you shared with us. And I ask these things, even so, our Father. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, holy, holy, holy is thy name. And Father, we have met here this day to worship, and for that one purpose, to remember that last and great and infinite sacrifice of thy only begotten Son. O Father, how will we ever repay thee but to serve thee to the end? Father, we are so grateful for that gift of thy Son that affords us that opportunity of eternal life. Heavenly Father, I would ask as we end this service that you might bless this your people, that in this world that they will encounter many trials and difficulties even this week. May you help them to see temptation from afar off and flee it and avoid it. And may you strengthen and encourage each one in their weak moments, that they might look up to thee. And so, Father, this is our desire, to serve thee with all our heart, might, mind, and strengths. Father, may you bless each one this week, from the youngest even to the oldest, till we meet again, as our prayer, in the name of our Lord and Savior, even Jesus Christ. Amen.